This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
On a beautiful Saturday in Pittsburgh, sun is shining. Temperatures are going to get up into the 70s. It's a great Mother's Day weekend. All the best to all the great mothers out there who make a difference in our lives. And we certainly honor you this weekend. 412-928-9370 is the number. Joel Nelson is behind the glass as he joins us now. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And our show is brought to you by PNC. Make today the day. PNC Bank, virtual wallet. It's a great thing to have on your side to keep you straight financially. Then we'd like to thank Number One Cochran. Go One Better, Ride in Style with Number One Cochran and so many great Western Pennsylvania and Ohio now places they have. It's amazing. The inventory is getting better and better for Rob Cochran and all the good people at Number One Cochran. So check them out and watch our Number One Cochran Sports Showdown on every Sunday night, 11:35 on KDKA. And Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman, you know those guys. They got your back, not your wallet. We're here talking sports at 412-928-9370. We've delved into the Pirates quite a bit with Donnie Kelly taking over there. They got a win last night, 3-2 over the Braves, who've been hot of late. Today, they'll try to do it at 4:05. Dan Zangrilli comes up at 3 with a North Shore Tavern leadoff show. And then at 1 o'clock, it's going to be Josh Roundtree who will be here. He does a great job on his show, and he has a lot of golf, I'm sure, in store in the next few weeks. And we're getting closer to the U.S. Open coming in here in June. And, man, that place is looking tremendous. So many things they've done differently. The rough is going to be high and thick, and it's going to be very interesting to find out what the winning score may be. If you look at over the years, I mean, it's gone from +5 was a winning score at one point, even par, -4. You can go all over the place. Weather will dictate. Hopefully it's a nice week of weather, and things will get very fast and furious at Oakmont. In the meantime, they're playing at the Philly Cricket Club this week, and Keith Mitchell's only had one win in his career. He's winning right now, but lurking are guys like Rory McIlroy, who next week at the PGA Championship is going to be the heavy favorite, I think, because he's won there four different times at Quail Hollow. 412-928-9370. We're talking Pirates, George Pickens, Mike Sullivan with the Rangers. Who do the Penguins pick? Want to get all your opinions in, so let's go. Beginning with Rob in O'Hara Township. Hello, Rob. How are you?
I'm great, Bob. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
The purpose of my call is next year with the Steelers, we got a ton of draft picks and high picks. And you got to strike when the iron is hot. And next year is the perfect year to bring in a new coach and a GM. And I'll tell you the reason why. Tomlin and Kahn have not made successful picks. It's been a disaster. You can't let Tomlin attempt to build another team, have it fail yet again, and then bring in another coach and expect him to be successful with Tomlin's draft picks. We've waited 2,000 years for an American Pope. I don't think we should have to wait 2,000 years for a playoff win.
Well, they've at least gotten to the playoffs, I'll tell you, Rob. And when they've been there, they've been embarrassed at 73-0 first quarter combined score over the last six of those. So, listen, drafting has to be better. I don't think there's any question about that. We will find out about the 2024 draft, and thank you for the call in O'Hara Township. We have Troy Fautano. You're going to see him this year. Will he be what you thought he was going to be? He missed an entire season. Broderick Jones over on the other side. Will he be what you expect him to be? So far at right tackle, he hasn't been. Zach Frazier was a good pick. Roman Wilson, we don't know. We're going to find out. They seem to be encouraged after last year missing most of the year and then falling out of favor. Peyton Wilson looks like a player. Mason McCormick, pretty good pick in the fourth round. He'll be one of your starters on that offensive line. Then they have Logan Lee and Ryan Watson. Watson, unfortunately, career is over because of a terrible neck injury he suffered last year in one of our preseason games. Logan Lee's a big dude. We'll see what, you know, what can happen there. He plays defense. You'll get a chance to see him this year. The previous draft, you know, Broderick Jones first, Joey Porter second. That was a good trade by Khan. Keanu Benton is better in his first year than he was his second. Darnell Washington, Nick Herbig has found a place. And Corey Trice still on this roster, so that wasn't so bad. The one that's really bad, when you look back now, is 2022. With Kenny Pickett first, 20th overall, no good. That did not turn out. George Pickens now looks like that's not going to be a good pick, even though he showed some talent, especially in year two when he went over 1,000 yards. DeMarvin Leal was the third pick. He went backwards. Calvin Austin is a player, somebody who's going to be here. Connor Hayward mostly is a special teams player, gets in once in a while. Mark Robinson's still on the roster, and Chris Oladokun is not. I mean, if you go back to all of these drafts, they're going to be hits and misses. Claypool draft, not very good. Anthony McFarlane in that draft. I believe Kevin Dotson was in that draft. He's now with another team, but didn't do well until he left here. Antoine Brooks, Carlos Davis. So, yes, to your point, it has to get better. But, no, they're not going to make changes. He's signed. They're going to go with what they have, and we'll see. Now, they've set up shop so that they can be in a position to do a lot of things. Realistically, there's no way you get 12 picks who are all going to be on your roster. They know that, but that's what they have right now. They have three in the third round. They have two in the fourth, fifth, and sixth rounds. They can do a lot of things, and a lot of this will start with where they finish. If they're not a playoff team this year, they're going to have a higher selection, and they're going to have to hit on this, whatever this pick is at quarterback, if they're going to make it, and I think they will make one. But we'll see how this year goes with specifically Will Howard. I want to see what he can do in the preseason and give you any indication that he could be one of those guys. I think Mason Rudolph, you know, he signed a deal that indicates he's going to be a backup. And, you know, Rodgers supposedly is going to be here. I wish that would just end one way or the other here. Just say yes, sign the deal, move on, and then we won't see you till training camp, but that's okay. 412-928-9370. Steve in McCandless is next up. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good. How are you today, Bob?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I wanted to talk about the Pirates, and more importantly, I read Jason Mackey's column last night, and I just get frustrated. I'm old school. I used to read the Post-Gazette. I used to read all the newspapers on a daily basis. But I was frustrated because I read it, and it left so much more questions than answers. I just want to know, you have the opportunity to talk to the owner, and you left so much on the table. Why not ask the owner what he thought about the so-called free agents who were signed? Was Tommy Pham? Was Frazier? How can you, ask the owner what? I realize we're only a month into the season, but what does he think about the free agents who were signed so far? I know he doesn't want to badmouth the team, but you have to look at it and say, up to that certain point, what are you getting out of the free agents? Do you think they should be signing a free agent that, God forbid, would hit a home run or two every month?
Steve, to your point more, I would like to know, what restraints did you put on your general manager?
He had so much money to spend.
Why did he end up signing the guys he did? And how much influence do you have on that? Why wouldn't you give him more of that opportunity?
I mean, especially when Nutting made the comment early in the season, I put the money on the table.
Yeah, I've given them all the resources they need.
Right. And I would have pounded that question repeatedly, saying, you made that comment in early April. What are the resources that you provided? You have the third or fourth lowest payroll. You have a first baseman that's coming back, hopefully in a few weeks. How many games has he played in Major League Baseball that led your general manager to believe that he could be a power hitter or at least a doubles hitter?
And more on that is, you signed a guy who had a history of a wrist problem, and it became worse, But as far as, Steve, I get what you're saying, and you're absolutely right on that. I would like to know more. I think Bob Nutting should be more transparent than not what he is.
I could care less about the bricks and the incident with the usher, or I'm sorry, the concession worker, that's bad. But I'm more concerned about the baseball on the field. And the final question I would have asked him, the general manager, his draft picks, the number one draft picks in, what is it, the 6 years he's been here, where are they? I mean, I know you have a catcher in Davis. If you're relying upon him, I think we're in big trouble.
Well, thanks, Steve.
Paul Skeen.
Yeah, I got to let you go. We got a lot of calls. I want to get to them, but you make some good points. And I would say that you're right. Offensively, they haven't developed any bats. Name one that really has developed here. They acquired Bart, which was the best, one of the best things he did, Ben Cherington. But I would like to know, what are the guidelines? What do you tell him? How much money do you actually give him to spend, and what is he spending it on? There were reports it was more of a, you know, one of these things with metrics people, analytics people. I want to see people on the field. All that stuff, you could figure that out with less than, you know, 50 people in the background, all these guys coming from these schools who had major in computer awareness. I want guys who know baseball, guys who want to make, you know, use their eyes and their guts and what they see and they feel about somebody to make a pick like that. But regardless, I don't know if that happens or not. What I do want to know, and he should tell you how much, if he's going to say, if given the resources, what are the resources? How much? What were the directions you gave your general manager? That sort of thing. At 412-928-9370, let's go out to Mark in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hello, Mark. I don't think you can have a better day there than we do here.
It's pretty nice here, but it's always good to talk to you back in Western Pennsylvania. Two numbers that I'm going to throw at you that I think really sumped this whole week with the Pirates. Ken Rosenthal pointed out since 2019, the Milwaukee Brewers have spent $200 million more in payroll than the Pirates, and they're a much smaller market size in terms of TV revenue and media revenue than Pittsburgh. The other one is, as you look at the Sacramento, Oakland, or Las Vegas A's who were here in town last week to play the Marlins, you got Jack Wilson's son, you got Tyler Sagstrom, Nick Kurtz, and Lawrence Butler. They've all been drafted, developed, and in the big leagues in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can – John Fisher makes Bob Nutting look like a spendthrift. I mean, he's probably the worst owner in all of sports, the A's owner. But, I mean, you got to have the right people in the front office. When the Pirates are winning, Sid Thrift was pulling off incredible trades, bringing back Bobby Bonilla, trading Tony Pena for Andy Van Slyke. Back in the old day, Howie Haake was finding prospects. He found Roberto Clemente in the Rule 5 draft. I mean, it all boils down to the general manager in the front office. And if you don't have the right people, you're not going to win.
Right, and thanks, Mark, for that perspective, because it's true. I mean, even if you only have a limited amount of resources, you have your resources, and when you watch other teams in similar positions make better deals and develop more players, then there's a criticism there. Ideally, though, I still would like to see them advance this payroll more than what he's done. There's no reason not to. Milwaukee, if you're going to use them, yeah, they spent $200 million more, fine, over that time. But they've made really good acquisitions, and they've also traded some guys who were good players to get more acquisitions. So they've done some smart things. You can operate under a smaller budget and still make a difference. 412-928-9370, we got Kevin in the North Hills. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jason tried to ask questions, but you know you're just going to get basically PR answers from these guys like Cherington and Nutting. But if he's not willing to spend now with Skeens, Jones, and then, you know, maybe some of these young arms coming up, when is he planning on spending? I mean, it's just... It's
right. This was this was the off season where you should have seen the beginning of a spending spree. You really should have.
Yeah, I mean,
Now, having said that, if you tell me you're going to sign Tommy Pham and Nate and Adam Frazier to your roster, which I disagreed with altogether, but if you did and you told me they were backups and backups only and they were off the bench guys, okay, I can understand. When they become prominent everyday players, and I know that, you know, Frazier's situation is more a result of an injury, but still, you got to have more depth there. And if you don't have starters and you use those guys as starters, that's a real problem.
Yeah, exactly. You would have to have everything go perfect with this team to just contend for a playoff spot. No injuries, everybody performing at a peak level. And that's just not plausible for any team.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the perspective there at 412-928-9370. Bill in Baldwin is up next. I'm going to go to you, Bill, and then we're going to go to the break. We have John, Jim, Chad, Steve, and Bob. So hang on, but Bill, go right ahead.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Bob. I want your top three Stanley Cup playoff, NBA playoff games so far this spring.
Oh, geez. Well, first of all, the Winnipeg game where they came back from the dead after having two, pool goaltender situations. It looked like St. Louis would advance. That was a game seven, and they scored with 1.6 seconds left and then win in overtime. That was number one on my list, right? I don't think there's a better one than that.
That's my number one. I agree.
You're asking me about two and three now. I would say last night's game was a good one, too, where Brad Marchand got it, and they needed it, the Florida Panthers, defending champs. So that was
a good one. Did you see the Vegas Oilers game Thursday night?
Yes. That was a good one, too.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was good. And Vegas needed that, and it was Draisaitl who put a dagger in him. So that was a good one. As far as the NBA games.
You know, after they killed the 5-minute major in overtime.
That was stunning about that. You get a 5-minute major, and they killed it off. And I thought Vegas was too nonchalant with that, by the way. I thought they should have done more with it, but they didn't. As far as the NBA, now I got to refresh my memory.
The Cleveland Indiana game too was unbelievable.
Indiana won? Yes, it was crazy. I look at the Boston.
Cleveland didn't even have the ball in the last minute.
No, they didn't, and they had a lead in that game. And I'm surprised they let it get away. But they got some players on Indiana's roster.
I think they're a much better team when all the starters play, as evidenced by last night.
And they're going to be back and healthy, and that makes me wonder about that. Trying to think of any Golden State games that. You're putting me on the spot as well. I got to remember some of the first round games. And at the current moment, I'm not, but there were some good ones in there. But appreciate it.
The Lakers T-Wolves overtime game was pretty good too.
Yeah, the Lakers were a big disappointment, but they still have Luka Doncic moving forward, and they can build around him. So, all right, thanks, Bill. Appreciate that. 412-928-9370. John, Jim, Chad, Rob, Rich, Steve, Rob, all coming up right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show on a beautiful Saturday, Pittsburgh, PA. We'll be back in a flash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to remind you about the second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and takes place on June 5th and 6th. This year, the broadcast will take place at Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. You can donate now at 937thefan.com to help support local volunteer fire departments in this area. It's brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, Firehouse Subs, True Fan Travel, People's Natural Gas, and Lewis Anthony Jewelers. 412-928-9370. Got a lot of people want to talk, so let's get back to it. Jim in Monroeville, you're next. Go ahead, Jim. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for taking my call, Bob.
Sure.
Yeah, you mentioned the Penguins draft, and I know it's not the most popular conversation for whatever reason, but I ultimately think that the Penguins' main focus should be the best goaltender that they can find, whether that be through this draft, which is very possible, or, you know, through a trade or a free agency or whatnot. But I think that should be the main focus for this team. I think we all know, if we've been following hockey long enough, and I know you have, a great goaltender can really make for a good team. You know, we still have Sidney Crosby, but his time is limited. And so I think that should be their focus, a great goaltender. And I just want to throw a name out there from this draft, Joshua Ravensbergen. He's 6'4", 6'5", and very mobile for that size. And I think, you know, that should be someone they should have their eyes on. Whether or not they'll be able to get to that guy, a whole different story. Just wanted to make one more comment about George Pickens. I like the trade. Would have loved to have seen him mature and grow with Metcalf for a year. But I think letting him go was the right move. Shows Tomlin is more focused on the team than focused on babysitting a wide receiver. And it gave us a third-round pick that helps us possibly move up in next year's draft to, you know, potentially get that franchise quarterback.
Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah, well said. And I think what happens is that the third-round pick, you know, it's hard to assess it now, but when you look, you know, a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years from now, you may say to yourself, well, that was wise in that it gave them ammunition. They got a guy they wanted. It all worked out, or not. That's how you analyze this kind of stuff. It's difficult to do it just on its surface. A third-round pick seems like, okay, what are you going to do with that? But if it turns out to be enough that they could package one of these picks and move up to a point where they can get somebody and it turns out to be the right guy, because that's got to happen, number one. You have to have a franchise quarterback. It can't just be a bunch of guys coming in here and, you know, then you learn they're not good enough. They could be NFL backups or whatever. You need one of them. You got to figure out who that one is, and they have to be in a position to do it. So I think that's their emphasis right here. As far as seeing Pickett, you know, with Metcalf, I would have loved to have seen it. I really would have. I think that, you know, the question then becomes, is Arthur Smith used them properly both? And how does that affect your offense? It could be a massive change in their offense. And again, maybe I'm more of a believer in humankind and whether or not people can, you know, change a little bit. We've seen guys change over the years. They've had to. Could George Pickens be that guy? Can he put back, you know, all the stuff that's happened to him and learn from it and get better from it? I was hoping that I would say yes to that and see what he could do opposite Metcalf for his benefit and also the Steelers. It's beneficial for the Steelers because then you have a bona fide number two who can really help your offense. It's beneficial to him because he should get more play given the fact that double teams will go in Metcalf's direction most likely. So everybody around Metcalf should be better if he's here, and that includes him. And if he's looking to put together, you know, an 80-catch season and, you know, 7 to 10 touchdowns and make a lot of money, that's his way to do it. Now, he has the same opportunity in Dallas. You can gauge this by looking at the end of the year and what happens with Pickens in Dallas. And if it's a problem situation, he gets into issues and they don't get the production, and, you know, all of a sudden he's pulling the same crap that he's pulled here, then you'll say, yeah, that was the best move for the Steelers. But if he has a good year, I just wonder what that would have looked like here. That's why I thought after the draft and nothing happened, including them not drafting another wide receiver, that they're going to keep him. But it didn't work out that way. Let's go to John in Mount Washington, who joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. What's up, John?
Hi, Bob. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, two questions. Here's one. This is on a lighter note. Who do you think would be a good bench coach hire for Don Kelly? I thought somebody like John Wehner or even Neil Walker. What do you think?
I think someone who's been around for a long time. I don't have a specific name for you, John, but I would say somebody who's had a lot of experience, been around the game for a long, long time, and could get him through some of the things he's going to need some advice on. I don't know who right. that. I don't know who that is. Jeff Banister was a guy I used to love when he had that role before he became a manager. You know, people like that who have history, who can give you perspective on the fly.
I like Wehner. He'll call somebody out on the TV, you know, if you're listening.
Yeah, no, he's good. I don't know if he'd want to do that versus the job he has right now. Maybe so. Yeah. I know he likes television and radio, so, you know.
Yeah. Second, you going to watch Sid and Flurry reunite in the IIHF tournaments over there? Going on?
Yeah, that's kind of a B-level tournament in my view. But yeah, they want to continue to play, and certainly Crosby hasn't had an opportunity, you know, to play playoff hockey the last 3 years. So this is something he naturally wants to do and team up with Fleury. Yeah, absolutely. And Fleury just doesn't want to stop playing hockey. I think if you had, you know, down deep, he probably said, I would have just kept playing. But realistically, this was the right move for him. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. That should be an interesting tournament. But like I said, it's not going to be Olympic quality, at least in my view. Let's go to Bob in Monroeville. Hello, Bob. What's going on?
Hello, Bob. Great show as usual.
Appreciate you calling. Making it better.
Yeah, the draft of Will Howard. Okay, I really have to laugh at that because everybody said, oh, he's a sixth-round pick. Well, guess what? Brock Purdy was a seventh-round pick, last man drafted, and he's had a pretty good career. He's about to sign a $60 million contract.
Which I think is way too much, by the way. He's proven he's going to be their starter. That's fine, but that's a lot of money for him. I don't, you know, I feel weird about that.
I'm just saying Brock Purdy is the example.
No, you're right. But it's not. There are other examples. Dak Prescott, fourth round. You know about Brady, where he was drafted. The guy who was here last year, Russell Wilson, was a third round pick. I think Will Howard, and this is why I like him, I don't, and I'm not going to predict what it's going to be like for him. Nobody really knows. He may not get a shot here, but he might. And, you know, he is someone who's been at the highest level of college football against big-time opponents in big stage games. And he answered the call in those games during that last year's national championship run.
And he led the nation in passing, too.
Yeah, and he wants to be here. So I think there's a lot for that. I'm gonna wait and see, but I think it's a good pick for them. Good meaning I think he can be a productive guy. I'm not so sure about a franchise guy, but I would say the same about just about everyone. I think it's very tough to find those guys, and you don't know who they are necessarily. Like you said, Purdy, you never would have thought Purdy would be. And the Steelers passed on Purdy to go to Chris Oladokun. You know, so there are mistakes by every team out there.
Yeah, he's got the engine. I saw the John Gruden podcast, and he's got it. He's a winner.
Yeah, I think Gruden really likes him for sure. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate that. We'll see how it goes. He's going to get a chance in training camp. We'll see him in our preseason games that we do on KDKA. And this coming Wednesday is the NFL schedule release program. So we'll know who they're going to play, when they're going to play, and we'll also know what networks and you know how many times you'll see. I think somehow, some way, I think the NFL would like to know about Aaron Rodgers before they do this. And maybe that's one of the things we'll find out before this happens. If they know he's on – the Steelers get five primetime games anyway. But if he's on their roster, that's also must-see in many ways. And it may influence how many games they get or when they get those games. Chad in Pittsburgh, you're up next. What's up, Chad?
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. What's going on?
I'm going to take it back to baseball. So just all the talk about big market versus small market, and obviously it matters to a certain extent. But just watching the Yankee game last night, they got Ben Rice is a rookie – he was a 12th round draft pick in 2021.
Good player,
he would
yes.
be leading. He would be leading the Pirates in every offensive statistical category. Will Warren pitched 7 innings, 1 run. He was drafted in the 8th round of the 2021 draft. Now that was the Henry Davis debacle draft. Also, Jason Dominguez was the international free agent signing, and Anthony Volpe was the number one pick. So, like almost half their team was drafted and developed, and they're picking in the late first round every
That's
year.
A great point, Chad, because it tells you everybody has the misnomer that they just go out and spend money, which they do, but they also make trades to acquire assets and then trade some of those. They have a lot of people who do well in their system for being a team that spends as much money as they do. Same is true with the Dodgers.
You can look around the league and say that about every team except maybe Colorado, Pittsburgh, and White Sox. And the White Sox are probably – and I don't even give Charrington credit for Joey Bart because they talked for 2 years about how catching was going to be a strength because of Davis and Endy, and then they had to go dumpster diving to find Bart, and luckily it worked out. But it's hard to give them credit for that because the two people they had traded for and drafted are complete non-factors.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you, Chad. Thanks. And that's a good point. But they got him, and he's done well here, so I have to give him credit from that point of view, but I get what you're saying. Bob in Aspinwall joins us here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, Rob, what's going on?
Bob, how are you?
Good. Thank you.
Bob, everybody talks about Nutting and the money he spends on the major league roster, or more accurately, doesn't spend. And that's the money everybody sees. I think the problem with this team is the money that they don't spend because they are not getting the best instruction in the minor leagues. They can't evaluate talent. They can't develop talent. And I think it's because Nutting cuts every corner at the major league level and he does the same thing in the minors.
Could very well be true. I haven't done a deep enough dive into what those guys are doing, but all you do is you look at the results, and from a results-based situation, you're absolutely right. If the guys are worthy of being drafted, then it's your job as an organization to get the most out of them, and so far they just haven't done that. So that's a bad reflection of not only the GM and the owner, but everyone underneath them, and I think they're trying to make some changes now, but you got to spend. I mean, that's the way it goes. You can tell me, even international spending, I'd like to see more of that. There are players that come over here every year that are available, and the Pirates never seem to get one. So that all of it has to be improved.
Well, and every year in both leagues, you see guys who come up. There's probably five in each league every year who are 20 or 21 or 22 and have huge years. And when the Pirates bring guys up, they're 26 and 27. Like, they can't right. develop talent. They
well, well, the next layer of it, Rob, thanks for the call, will be Tamar Johnson, who's struggling a little bit in Double A. And, you know, he's 21, you know, but still, you want to see him fast track this. And Connor Griffin, the guy who they chose number one this year in the draft, they need him to be the real player. And hopefully he's fast-tracking into the majors. We got to take a break here. We have Rich Bryan in Brookline. We have Lou in Hermitage and Jeff in Imperial all coming up when we continue. It's a beautiful Saturday in Pittsburgh. This is the Bob Pompiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Josh Rountree coming up here at the top of the hour. If you want to talk U.S. Open golf, preps, he's a good man to do it with. In his new position with a Western... Josh, put it on. What is your official title? Because I never get this right. But I know the job.
I'm the Director of Communications for the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association.
So, and you do a lot of good things, and you get an opportunity to do a lot of good things as a result of it, too. So you can tell people about your round and what it's like, and it is a really interesting test of golf.
Bob, I've never woken up the day after a round of golf and had my entire body
hurt. I know how that feels.
I got out of bed and I felt like I was probably 30 to 40 years older than I actually am when I stood up out of bed. And it was a painful few hours there in the morning the next day.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's what happens when you get in the rough. You got to stay out of the rough. You can break your wrist
in
that rough.
I mean, it's like chopping wood.
It is.
It's literally like chopping wood.
Josh, we'll be coming up here at the top of the hour. In the meantime, let's rattle through some calls here, beginning with Brian in Brookline. Go ahead, Brian. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Great. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
So here's I have two questions. I'll make them really, really quick. So George Pickens, I'm so glad we got rid of him. He wasn't cut out to be a part of this team. But since he came in the league, he reminded me a lot of Randy Moss when Randy Moss first got here. Took plays off, played when he wanted to play, didn't run, sell the play. It's the film is there. Everybody could see it. So he didn't want to be here. So he wasn't a cancer, that I think last year he took plays off in games. He just disappeared.
Yes, totally he did. He just jogged when he wasn't involved as a receiver. He just didn't. He did. You're supposed to still sell it, like you are involved. He didn't do that.
So that's one. I'm glad. So my next point is, like, there's other receivers and running backs like Nick Chubb. I understand he had it, but Tomlin loved him. J.K. Dobbins, Gabe Davis, other receivers out there. The Steelers must know a lot more than we know because they're not interested in Nick Chubb at all. And
you mean Mr. Chubb?
Yes, Mr. Chubb. I just don't – can you answer that as best you could? Why not a Nick Chubb or a J.K. Dobbins?
I think they went with a younger guy in Johnson from Iowa, and they just felt it was the best move, and they don't need they have Jaylen Warren. I think Chubb still is not the same runner since his surgery. That was kind of gruesome injury he sustained with that collision with Minkah Fitzpatrick. I think he's made a determination that those guys don't have much tread on the tire, so they're moving in another direction.
Is your reason the same with, like, the receivers? Like
Dobbins
Davis just got cut?
Yeah, maybe so. Dobbins would be more interesting to me than Chubb, only because, again, I think Chubb, great runner, but I think that injury took so much out of him. Gabe Davis, I don't know what to make of. I saw his performance in Jacksonville largely, and it was not very good, and they decided to move on from him. And you never know what you're going to get. I don't know who's a legitimate number two. I think a guy who can be that is Keenan Allen, if they want to go in that direction. There are other veterans out there. I'm not so sure if they're going to be as good as George Pickens potentially could have been here. And there was a part of me, like I said, I wanted to see what that would look like opposite Metcalf and what it would do to the rest of the offense. It should create much more opportunity for others as well and more space. So thanks, man. Appreciate the call. We're going to go out to Jeff and Imperial now. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Bob. Two quick questions for you. Why won't Nutting sell the team? And is there any pressure outside of the media or the fans that could make this happen?
No. And
Major League Baseball.
I don't. Maybe they can, but I don't think they're going to do it. He has a good relationship with the current commissioner. It's money, money, money. His value of the franchise is from where he bought it to where it is, and it's only going to get better. It may not move up by billions in a short amount of time, but it's going to move up enough that, again, he's very good at making money. He's a good businessman. But business in baseball is a little bit different. I know that.
We're not going to win.
But I don't think you'll ever see him sell it. He's made comments before that he was going to keep it in his family. So, I don't know.
Maybe we need an Elon Musk to step in. What do you think?
Again, it has to be sold before someone can step in. if he's not selling it.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, Jeff, thank
you. Bob.
I'm going to move. Yeah, appreciate your call. Rich in Forest Hills, make it quick, please. We're going to get Lou and Doug after this. Hey, Rich.
The best way to avoid a huge tax bill is not to sell the asset.
That's another good point. That's another good point. The tax bill on that would come due pretty quick, and it's a lot of money, a couple hundred million dollars.
I can't stand Nutting, but if he should prove how stupid he is, if he'd have spent twice as much as he spent on Pham and Frazier to get a quality major league at bat, the trickle-down effect in this lineup would have been such that it had been closer to 500, and my Aunt Tilly wouldn't be out with a pitchfork to take him out. The other thing is, one of your earlier callers alluded to, after year six, you have a rebuild, you have to dumpster dive to replace people on your roster. That speaks volumes about Charrington's work. And, the thing about Pickens is I hope he does well in Dallas, or else the Steelers will never be able to trade another wide receiver. I don't understand why teams would trade for a Steeler wide receiver.
Yeah, the history suggests, Rich, a lot of those
Johnson,
guys,
A.B.,
they all go backwards. They absolutely do. Yeah. Ever since they leave here, they do. Thank you for the call, Rich. I'm going to move along to Lou and Hermitage. Hey, Lou.
I've been looking at that for months. Lee.
Lou.
I don't know what you could stop.
I think your wife's unhappy. She sounded unhappy. It's Mother's Day, Lou. You got to do better. Let's go. Doug in Daytona Beach, you're going to follow that call, Doug. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Bob.
What's up?
Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. I got a couple questions for you here. And NIL money. What did the volleyball players at Pitt pull in?
I don't have an answer. Josh Rountree does play-by-play for a lot of their games. So I don't know, Josh. Do you have an answer for that for Doug?
I don't.
I don't know. It's certainly not what football or basketball would make. I know that. I don't know what it would be.
Oh, I know that.
Some of the top programs, though, Texas and so forth, they're dropping big money on volleyball.
Well, and
players.
Pitt is a big program.
Yeah.
They're one of the best in the country now.
Hundreds of thousands on volleyball players. I've heard of some places in the country.
Yeah.
I don't know what Pitt's at, though.
Anything else, Doug, before we go?
Yes. Number two, can you get me tickets to the Savannah Bananas when they come into Pittsburgh?
One of the hottest tickets in the country, right? Every time. The answer is no. I don't know anyone from the Savannah Bananas. Banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate that. I hope you get them. What is it about that that's such a big – it's just a unique way of doing things. And it's almost like Globetrotters on a baseball field.
They've taken viral nature of our society and turned it into an entire sport, a league, basically. I mean, it's...
I saw them down at Raymond James. I watched.
Globetrotter-esque.
It is. And they had like 80,000 people there, whatever it was. I thought, to watch this, but I guess they're entertained by it.
Was it Clemson? Clemson sold out Clemson Stadium. I mean, it's... They're getting 90,000 people to show up.
When are they coming
here?
Just because I haven't really paid enough attention.
I don't know.
Joel, do you know that? The Savannah Bananas?
I hadn't even heard that they are coming here.
I thought they were. I mean, I don't know that for sure. But you can find that out on your program because I'm running out of time here. Do you have an answer? Do you see it?
I'm looking
for
it.
Who would have thought?
I think I'm seeing late August around that.
August
I think.
29th and Where? 30th at PNC Park.
At PNC Park. Wow. I bet you it'll be a sellout.
Crowd of the year?
Yeah, probably biggest crowd of the year. Yeah. Well, let's see. On that note, it's going to wrap it up. Lou and Hermanage, I hope you do better over there and hope everything's under control. Call us again next week. Josh.
Tough look for Lou today.
tough look for Lou.
And Josh will be here until 3 o'clock when the North Shore Tavern leadoff show takes place with Dan Zangrilli. Thank you to Joel Nelson. Thank you to everyone who called in. Happy Mother's Day to all the great women up there who've been such unsung heroes in our lives. We appreciate you. And we'll do it again next Saturday. In the meantime, Josh, have a great show. I'm Bob Pompeiani. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. We'll see you next Saturday. Up next, it's Josh Roundtree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.